Hello, and welcome to Above the Fold, the podcast of the Western Observer. I'm Melissa Russell, the editor of the Observer, and as usual, I'm joined by Chris Larrabee, our assistant editor. Hi, Chris.
Hi, Melissa.
And reporter Addison Antonoff. Hi, Addison.
Hi, Melissa.
We are recording at Weston Media Center on March 4th, and Addison is going to tell us about their weekend where you time-traveled back 250 years. Tell us all about it.
It certainly sounded like I traveled back to 1776 this weekend. I went to Cambridge for a commemoration of Henry Knox's noble trail of artillery, where he brought about 60 tons of weapons from New York all the way to Boston for then-General George Washington. What you're hearing behind me is the Sudbury Ancient Fife and Drum Company, who performed. They marched through Cambridge alongside the Acton Minutemen and a couple of Clydesdales as well, to celebrate this historic moment that happened 250 years ago. The event is part of a larger series of events put on by Revolution 250, commemorating the American Revolution. And this event specifically was focused on a couple of the towns that were along Henry Knox's route, one of them being our very own Weston, as well as Watertown, Waltham, and Cambridge. And so the event was a chance to look at this part of American history that is maybe less remembered than Lexington and Concord, but also an important part of how we got to where we are today. So we had some local figures there. Pam Fox, the president of the Weston Historical Society, spoke. The state senator who represents Weston, as well as Waltham and a number of other towns and cities. Mike Barrett spoke. They had the mayor of Cambridge, members from Revolution 250, including a history professor from Suffolk University, Bob Allison, speak. So it was a chance to learn more about American history, as well as celebrate the history of Weston, as well as the people in town who have dedicated their time to remembering the history of the town and the country and educating others. So it was nice to see Pam Fox. It was nice to see a couple other residents in town march alongside the reenactors who were there to celebrate history and some of the ideals of the country that we're founding today and talk about that in the context of what's going on a federal level as well.
Now, I think what's really fun, it was a fun story to read and really fun to listen to the audio tracks that you brought back.
Thanks. It was fun to report on, except for all of the slipping and sliding on the ice, but that is an occupational hazard.
Well, that was one of the things that I was hoping we could talk about a little bit was, you know, we're in our office and it's very valuable to us to have an office in Weston as opposed to just calling in and working from a coffee shop or working remotely all the time. But I wanted to talk a little bit about how much fun it is to report on something that's happening in real time, a parade or something where the people are gathered, because you do get a chance to kind of, you know, when you have your feet on the ground like that, what were you thinking about when you were on site that day?
I was thinking a couple of things, one of them being it's always funny to see reenactors in modern situations. We were walking through an underpass on Broadway in Cambridge and, you know, there were cars driving by on the other edge of the street. That's always just a funny image. I used to work at a living history museum, so images of reenactors with their cell phones are always near and dear to my heart. But other things on my mind that are probably a little bit more pertinent was just how exciting it was to see the history of Weston in context of Massachusetts as a whole and kind of getting to see people come together. Obviously, I care very deeply about local news and local community and record keeping, as mundane as that might sound. So getting to be around other people who also care very deeply about it was exciting. It's also just nice to see what people in Weston are up to. You know, I loved going to Cambridge. It's always very exciting to go. But any chance where I can go somewhere and see what the people of our community are doing is very exciting, whether it's this, whether it's a Lunar New Year event and getting to see all of these cool dances and like physical capabilities that we saw with some Lunar New Year events that we covered. You know, getting to see dancing and fencing and really cool acts of physical strength like we did at some of the Lunar New Year events are always very exciting. But I think above anything else, it's really the only way to do our job is to actually see what's going on, whether that's for the sake of verifying things because I can see it with my own eyes, or just being able to capture what's happening either through words in our newspaper or through video and photos that you're seeing on our social media. But I know I wasn't the only person who had a fun week out of the office. Chris, why don't you take us to sports?
Yeah. So on Friday, February 27th, I went to Weston High School's boys basketball game against Stoneham. The reason I was there was a milestone that we wanted to record. A senior guard, Leo Kirk, scored his 1,000th point. It's a great celebration, great story, great achievement. Unfortunately, they did lose, so their season is over. But those are the types of things we want to capture as the local newspaper. It kind of says it right in our title, or right in our mission, rooted in community. And that's those are the moments we're trying to capture. So whether it's out of bounds of Weston and Cambridge, or, you know, at the high school capturing sporting events or theater, those are the moments we want to get. And I guess we're kind of here today just kind of talk about what being in person, what being at events, whether a sporting event, a select board meeting, or anything like that, what that can do for the community and what that does for the paper.
It's the value of showing up rather than making a phone call. Or, you know, doing remote work can be very isolating. But that is the way a lot of newsrooms operate now, is there's no presence in the town. Mm-hmm. So we're actually really lucky to be able to, you know, perform our jobs in the way that is the best way. We have an office in town. People are welcome to stop in, and they do. And I think, you know, like Addison, you've been saying, people are recognizing you around town now and coming up and talking to you.
Go eat dinner or go to the post office and someone's like, hey, I know your picture from the website, or I've seen you at an event. What's going on with XYZ? And I've been very lucky. A lot of times I've been able to say there's going to be an article in the newspaper next week, or it, you know, sends me following the scent of something, we'll end up with more coverage because we are here to answer the questions that residents have.
Right. And I think that that's a really good point, is if we see something because we're in town and we have a question about it, you know, what's that construction site about, or what is the traffic situation? If we have the question, other people also have the question. So it informs our reporting.
Yeah.
And it just makes us better.
Yeah, it's definitely a mix of things that are fun. Like, I'm very excited to be trying Dairy Joy when they open and it's a little bit warmer. Or getting to drive around town and see, I think there's at least two Snoopy-themed mailboxes in town, which always make my day when I'm going about between interviews. But it's also just good practice for us. I'm at a select board meeting, mm-hmm. and obviously there are the things on the agenda and there are the meeting notes. But if I hear someone make a comment about, oh, I get more complaints about this than anything else when I'm working in town, that's town manager Leon Gaumon made that comment about cell coverage. He said, I get more complaints about that than taxes. And I said, okay, that's if you're getting more complaints about something than you are about taxes, then that's something to work on. And so I've been doing research into cell coverage. And it's building these relationships. You know, if I have a chance to talk to someone in person, I'm going to, even over a phone call, just so you can kind of build those relationships. So mm-hmm. they know who we are and where we're coming from, and they can understand what we do, which, I mean, is part of why we have this podcast, but also so we can get these bits and pieces, whether it's making the fabric of our paper more genuine because we have a better understanding of what it's actually like to be in this town, or it's a lead for another story. Mm-hmm. So it's something on multiple levels.
Yeah, I mean, it's our job to inform the community, and I think it's just easier to do so when they know who we are. They put a face to a name when we show up at these meetings or show up at community events. It also gives us a chance to better document all the things that are happening. You know, you can only see so much on a screen when you're at a meeting. You know, somebody might make a face at a comment, or, you know, if you're at a community event, it's just easier to note, like, and really describe the picture in vivid detail to people when you're there in person.
And it's helpful that you walk around in your Weston Observer sweatshirt, so people know exactly who you are.
Yeah, we're pretty easy to spot with our Weston Observer merch and our photos on the website, which are there for this reason.
I'll walk around with my coffee mug so people know who I am.
And you too can get a mug if you donate it.
Well, eventually, I know eventually it's going to be items people can purchase, so more to come on that. But I know everybody'd want a Weston Observer tote bag.
Melissa, you were saying earlier about how many newsrooms are remote now, and we're very lucky to not have to do that because it makes the job harder, because our job is to be part of the community. We're the record keepers. We're the ones letting people know how town hall works and what construction is going to be happening and, you know, the achievements of high schoolers and things like that. And to be able to do that, you have to be part of the community. And the only way to do that is by physically being here. So I know, if I have the chance to go meet someone in person, I'm going to meetings in person so I can meet as many people. So I get to know the rhythm of the town, you know, these local events like Pumpkin Festival, the things that make Weston mm-hmm. what it is. The only way to learn them is be part of the community. So that's what we're trying to do.
Mm-hmm. And while it's important for every newspaper to be there, I think as a brand new newspaper, it's especially important. We don't have background knowledge of some things, or just, you know, familiarity with archives that we can go back to look at things. We're absorbing all of this in real time here and really just trying to wrap our arms around it.
Right. Every day we're learning more about the town and about the issues that people care about. So I think all of this is to say we're happy to be here, and we really appreciate the reception. People have been very positive. And I wanted to say I thank everyone who has sent in photos of themselves reading the paper in various locations. We've got a little kid in a, what was the mask? It was Captain Underpants mask reading the paper. That's what's coming next week.
I remember reading those books as a kid. Yeah. I'm so glad those are still popular with the youth.
Apparently still popular. It's a little spooky photo, but that'll be in next week. And then after that, I think we have someone from
St.
Croix. Thank you very much.
Enjoying the warm weather for us on our behalf.
Keep those photos coming in. It makes my day. Makes me very happy. So that wraps up an episode of Above the Fold. Thank you, Chris and Addison. And also Nathan Shore and Alana Muldoon at Weston Media Center for your tech and moral support. Appreciate that. Thanks to our donors and our community supporters. And you can reach us at editor@westonobserver.org. We're loving your letters to the editor. We're loving your photos, everything you send us. So keep it coming. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you around town.